Hi, I'm Amy Dallin, and you're listening to the DC Daily Interviews podcast. On today's episode, I got to sit down with Arrow's Black Siren and Black Canary, a.k.a. Katie Cassidy and Juliana Harkavy. Enjoy! I am here with not one, but two canaries from the CW's Arrow. Welcome to the show, Katie Cassidy and Juliana Harkavy.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's so exciting to have you both here. You two got your very own episode set entirely in the year 2040.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, girl.
Let's talk about that. What was that like?
Oh my gosh, it was incredible.
It's a dream come true.
Yeah, it was really cool to just be around other, you know, women who are kicking ass and taking names.
Yep.
And you know, it was really empowering. And I think especially now it's such a great time for women. So it was really cool just for us to sort of step up to the plate. And
yeah. This means a lot. This really, we take it as, it's an honor, and we take it as a responsibility, and we take it seriously. And so the fact that it's out there now, and that we've like put all of this energy, and it's just, it feels really good.
It's something much appreciated and badly needed, I would say, my personal projection there. So in this episode, we have some new circumstances rolling out of last week. You've each played multiple versions of yourselves on the shows, which must be fascinating, but I imagine challenging as actors. So for instance, how do you differentiate between past and future selves? Last year, we had 20 years apart versions of your own characters.
Mm. It is very challenging. My shrink gets a lot of business, is what I like to say. It's fun. I have to say, like, as an actor, it's the best part. I personally love a challenge. And so you're continuously growing, learning, and continuously adding more and more layers or peeling the onion, you know, and discovering stuff about yourself as an artist. Mm-hmm. So it's been really amazing and fulfilling and fun.
Yeah, it's been great, especially because we do shoot so many episodes that, you know, as much as you can change it up and as far as you can take your character, like, we go with it because, you know, the opportunity to play a version of yourself 20 years in the future, it allows you to do character work as an actor that you don't normally get to do. And on top of the amount of episodes that we film, like, you know, needing that kind of, like, creative juice, it's been really, really fun. And then this spinoff is a whole nother level of that.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of all of that wonderful history, two of your former castmates have been hosts on this very show. Oh. We have had John Barrowman and Echo Kellum as part of our DC Daily crew.
That's so perfect.
Any favorite on-set memories of either of them?
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I have a really funny story. So it was during season two, my character was crying or drunk a lot, you know, down spiraling.
You've seen some things.
Hitting rock bottom. And I had a scene with Steven, and it was a scene in the hallway of Laurel's apartment. And, you know, as an actor, I try and stay in it while I'm there as much as I can, especially when it comes to emotional scenes. I don't like to talk to people that day. Yeah. I just
because you're like, bouncing around, it can be so tough.
I just sort of try to keep to myself. And out of nowhere, it was actually a very good comic relief moment because our show needed it. I needed it for sure. But out of nowhere, I got a text message from John Barrowman, and it's his ass, their ass, in my trailer, like selfie with the ass in the foreground as he's like smiling. And by the way, he's not even in the episode, so I'm like. And I got multiple text messages
and
different places in my trailer where he is like, pulled down his pants and he's just like, hey, nice couch. Hey, your refrigerator likes it. And I was just like, oh my gosh. I burst out laughing. I showed Steven and he was like, oh God, don't do that. Don't. But then he started laughing and it was sort of like,
that's so awesome.
It was like classic Barrowman.
Oh, right? I think they're both the two funniest people in our entire cast. Like, Echo, too, just, he's so, it's just hard to keep it together when he's on set. And John is so, yeah, it's perfect that they were here.
Delightful presences.
Yes.
So, from comedy to sad goodbyes, how do you feel about Arrow coming to an end?
Oy. Look, all good things can't last forever. You know, I think it's been a really amazing opportunity for everyone. You know, we're so grateful for the fans and how everyone responded to it. And we launched it launched a whole universe of shows. Mm. So, you know, it's such, it's an, certainly a sense of accomplishment and pride, but also gratitude. And, you know, I think that we're so lucky and grateful, like the amount of love that we have between us, the crew, the cast members, you know, I've met some really amazing people who will forever be a part of my life. And I'm just grateful. And I think, you know, well, like I said, in 803, the episode that I directed, Thea says, it's not goodbye, it's until we meet again. Mm-hmm. And so that to me, I loved that line in that script, but I feel like that's sort of what it is. If this spinoff is to go, fingers crossed, you know, it's until we meet again or until next time, because you never know who... We can have any of the characters.
As comic book fans, we are strongly used to, like, it's never over.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, exactly.
We need that energy. Yeah, that's good. And it's true, and everything is available to us right now. And I think it took a little bit of the edge off at the end to know that there was hope for a future, for real, for us and for the story and the characters.
And it's such a time for women right now. And having three females, like, leading the show is pretty awesome. So... I'm excited.
You took on a new role this year. You directed on Arrow this season. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Can you tell us that was like?
Oh my gosh, it was incredible. It was honestly, and I've said this before, but I felt like, as much as I love acting, and I always will and will continue to act, but I feel like I found my true calling. Like I felt like I was just, it was second nature to me, but also, I don't know, it was so cool to have the collaboration of the head of all the departments come together and, you know, your crew and your actors and everyone showing up, they want to help you, you know, create your vision. And I just had so much appreciation for everyone. And I learned a lot. And Warner Brothers, they have a wonderful program. It's the WB directing program. I learned so much in that program that I took before directing. And really, you know, it was just nice to be able to share my, I don't know how I saw, like my story or my whatever, yeah, my vision and see it come to life. It was awesome. I love it. I can't wait to direct again. It was truly amazing.
So there will be more in the future, we hope?
Yes.
Yes. It's so exciting to see you in your element. It's, you know, when you like watch somebody do something that they're destined to do and they just like bloom in front of you, like that's what it's like watching you direct.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's some so real sweet. Superhero stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
So you joined the family partway through the Arrowverse journey.
Yeah.
Juliana, when you came onto Arrow, you were sort of getting the torch passed, picking it up as Black Canary. Mm. Was there pressure there? What was it like?
Yeah, I felt a lot of pressure at the time. I don't know if there really was, but I put it on myself. I didn't know what I was coming into. Katie, I didn't know you would even be there in this journey with me, which is crazy because now you're like my best friend and we have a whole new journey starting. It was a completely other, like a different world, you know, almost 4 years ago on the show. It was watching you on screen. Before I ever met you, I felt like there were big shoes to fill. And even more to the, like why this I think is so great right now. There was never any competition. There was never any, like, I don't know. I felt that there were big shoes to fill, but then when we actually met and I was terrified of you, she was the nicest.
Can't help it, I have resting bitch face. Sorry.
No, I love your resting bitch face. I love it, baby.
Thank
don't
you.
Ever know you own that bitch face.
On a superhero, that's called cool. That's
yes.
No,
I'm sorry I scared you.
No, you didn't though. That's the thing. I was scaring myself with my own imagination. Aww. But you were so welcoming and so warm and so loving that it just created this like dynamic where that's I think what's the foundation of what's happening right now.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And you are the same. I mean,
Thank you.
Are so fortunate. We have such incredible not only talent, not only, you know, actors, but people. Like everyone you know, the producers, casting has been so on point because it's hard, I'm sure, and I've been on other shows where not all the girls like each other or get along, and that's actually, for us, in this Arrowverse, we very much do, and, you know, she's one of my closest best friends. Danielle Panabaker has been my roommate and one of my closest friends. Katie Lott's been my roommate, also one of my closest friends, and we just sort of build each other up. And I think that's what's really important, and also what is exciting about this new potential spinoff, if it were to go. So, you know, it feels like that. It's very empowering, and I think that's awesome.
And we'll say, as audiences, we get so hungry for that, to see sisterhood, to see bonds, to see women kicking ass together.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Arrow has one of the best stunt teams on television. Can you talk a little bit about working with them?
They're incredible. James Bamford was the stunt coordinator, who's now, he became a director and then executive producer director. And I just am so grateful for them because they make us look so good. And honestly, like, they're also really good people. And they work so hard. And so I just watch them and I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
They taking one for the team.
Yeah.
Yes.
The stunt team, seriously, like the stunt team needs to be nominated at awards. Like it is such a crucial part of the show. I mean, we wouldn't have a show without them. Mm-mm. And yeah, to your point, like our stunt team also just so happens to be the chillest, funniest, most low key people. Like if I were them, I'd probably be like, you guys are so lame. You can't even do a flip. Like they never make us feel judged.
Just casually excellent.
Yeah.
They're like, no, it's okay. Here, I'll just show you really quickly how to do that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, and they never put any doubt in you, or they never have doubt in you. Like, it's such a great collaborative team. And yeah, God, do they make our lives better.
Although I have heard that you're saying they make it look easy, but I've heard you make the archery look easy. That was the rumor going around.
Patricia, so sweet. I love her. I don't know. Maybe in a past life, I was an archer. I don't know.
That's cool.
On another Earth, perhaps?
Perhaps. I don't know. I just, yeah, she thought I was going to be, I don't know why it was easy, but I found it to be easy-ish. Yeah, but I don't know. I like learning, especially if my character's going through stuff. Like, even now, I'm still, like, fight training and weapon training. And, you know, if my character needs to be an archer or learn to shoot a bow and arrow, like, I like to actually personally be going through that experience, too, just to make it that much more authentic.
So, at last, we are at the question I need to hear about. We have a possible spinoff in development, Green Arrow and the Canaries.
Yeah, girl.
What interests each of you about that as a possible show?
I think the story... there's still a lot of story to be told, especially for my character, the version of my character, Laurel, on Earth 2. We know a little bit about her history, but there's so much more there. And then also what's happened between 2040 and then when we last saw these characters. Mm-hmm. There's a great, wonderful element of it feeling fresh and new, but still living in the same universe, and the aesthetic is still the same. But I love that it's just female. It feels very like empowering, and I love seeing women kick ass. Yeah. And I just think there's so many possibilities bringing other characters, you know, in to play with us too from the DC world. Mm-hmm. By the way, everybody, you're all invited to our potential show.
Excellent.
Yeah,
great.
We want.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, which would be really fun. So it's
I'm the same. I mean, truly, the fact that we have an opportunity to use an essentially all female cast, or you know, majority female cast, and do something new that hasn't been done before, but yet do it with something that is such a legacy on its own and that's so deserving of I feel like it's a perfect way to continue this incredible like journey that's happening, and do it in a way that's really going to impact the world for better. And that's, I mean,
It's like a tribute, almost.
Yes, yes, yeah.
And it does feel like there's nothing more classically comic book than to realize you have these amazing characters and that you have so many more stories you can tell. Like, ooh, that's how all the history we're talking about has happened in the first place.
So. Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have to ask, you are 2/3 of this new show. What do you think of Kat McNamara as the new Green Arrow?
She's
Kat'sthebomb.com.
Yeah.
We love
She's awesome.
She's
very impressive. I mean, she, even when it comes to like choreography or fight training and stuff like that, she's awesome and really fun to work with, really great to work with.
It's like the perfect, it rounds everything out perfectly. And I think the three of us together, there's like an energy that happens when it's the three of us. And it just creates something that is, it's elevated and it's fun. And she brings a different energy. And I think all of us really are so different from one another that it's just a great balance. She's the ultimate professional. and she's super fun.
Oh, that's fabulous.
We wish you were here. She's in New York.
I know.
She's working on something else right now because she's like the busiest bee, but yeah, we miss her.
Well, she'll just have to come visit next
time.
Yeah, next time we'll come with Kat.
Exactly.
But it's been such a pleasure having both of you here. Thank you so much for coming to DC Daily.
Thank you so much for having us. We're so excited, and we hope you guys loved the show.
Yeah, enjoy.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to catch DC Daily 5 days a week on DC Universe and come back for more of the DC Daily podcast. The views and opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect those of DC, DC Universe, or Warner Brothers. Production services provided by Telepictures. The DC Daily podcast is a production of Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc. Copyright 2020. DC characters and elements are trademarks of DC.